Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe, and friends, you are watching
Studio Classroom. Friends, we are talking all about the riches of Oman and how it is a wonderful travel destination because you don't have to choose.
You don't have to choose. We played a game yesterday. Would you rather ride a horse or a camel? Would you rather something modern or something ancient? What was the other would you rather?
Would you rather go to the desert or the ocean?
That's right. Well, friends, we have some more would you rathers today. Would you rather luxury malls or local markets? Mountain climbs or pool plunges? There are lots of options. Let's get right into it.
The riches of Oman. Luxury malls or local markets. Exporting oil has brought Oman considerable prosperity, and today's shoppers, both local and foreign, enjoy a wide range of goods. At the Mall of Oman, anyone can shop, dine, and be entertained while staying cool indoors. For a more traditional experience, they can wander the lively souks, historical marketplaces. These timeless markets offer everything from spices to silver jewelry and frankincense, one of Oman's best-known products.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 prosperity 这个名词，意思是繁荣或者兴盛。譬如 ，After years of investment, the town entered a time of prosperity, enjoying better jobs and schools. 经过多年的投资，这个小镇迎来了繁荣时期，人们拥有了更好的工作和学校。它的动词是 prosper。重音在第一音节，意思呢是繁荣或是兴旺。来看例句 ：With hard work and determination, the business began to prosper. 凭着努力工作和决心，生意开始蓬勃发展。它的形容词是 prosperous， 意思是繁荣的或是富裕的。例如 ，They live in a prosperous neighborhood with beautiful homes and clean parks.他们住在一个繁华的住宅区，有美丽的房屋和整洁的公园。
All right, friends, we have come to our first choice of today, luxury malls or local markets. Gabe, can you explain to us what this word luxury means?
Of course, this is very expensive or high quality. So you could say they stayed in a luxury hotel near the beach. Now, often this word is used as an adjective, kind of like the way you see it in our lesson. It's followed by a noun, a luxury mall or a local market, right? But you could just simply talk about something as being luxury. We're living in luxury right now.
Okay, so here is a choice. Let's find out more about it. Exporting oil has brought Oman considerable prosperity. Let's stop there for a moment and look at this word considerable. Considerable means large in amount or in size.
That's right. For example, Jack spent a considerable amount of money on his car. It's an interesting word to use in that sense because it means it's not a little, it's a considerable amount.
Exactly. So we see here that today's shoppers, both local and foreign, enjoy a wide range of goods. A wide range means many different kinds of something.
That's right. For example, the store sells a wide range of shoes. So we read here, at the Mall of Oman, anyone can shop, dine, and be entertained while staying cool indoors. And that's the way I imagine a lot of these malls in desert areas like this to be. It's like everyone wants to be in the mall because of how cool it is inside and how hot it is outside.
Yes, yesterday we learned that the desert there can get up to 50 degrees Celsius. So I can imagine that not only in the desert, but maybe in the cities as well, it's pretty hot. So this sounds like a good plan to me. We see that word dine there. So you can shop and you can dine. When we're talking about dining, we're talking about eating to eat dinner. But usually when I hear the word dine, it means that it's a very luxurious or fancy experience.
Yeah, that's right. And often it is dinner, but when I think of dinner, I think of, you know, the meal you have in the evening. But really, you can dine any time of the day. That just means you're eating somewhere. We dined at an Italian restaurant, for example.
Okay, but we have another option. If luxury malls aren't your thing, friends, you could also have a more traditional experience.
So what can you do with these traditional experiences? You can wander the lively souks, historical marketplaces. Well, we want to talk about this word wander here. This is to walk around without a really clear direction.
That's right. Usually when you're wandering, you're not looking for something specific. You're not looking to do something in particular. You're usually just enjoying your time. So, for example, you might wander the park after your class.
That's right. Or sometimes you just like to wander around, right? Sometimes you don't need to do anything. You're just wandering. It sounds like the word wonder. Wonder is what you do in your mind, right? W-O-N-D-E-R. But wandering is when you're walking around. Well, we read here, these timeless markets offer everything from spices to silver jewelry and frankincense, one of Oman's best known products. Anne-Marie, it says this is a timeless market. What's the impression you get with that word here, a timeless market?
Well, if something is timeless, it means that it's not in the confines of time. So no matter where you go, when you go, like what year, it will still be the same.
It will still be the same. It will still be appealing. It's going to be a pretty interesting experience. Well, we want to talk about something else here in this sentence. Not something you see every day, not something you smell every day. It's frankincense. This is a fragrant substance from trees used in perfume or incense.
Exactly. Traders once carried frankincense across the desert. So this is something that you can find at these traditional markets, and it's one of Oman's best known products.
That's right. There's a famous story of three people from the East who went to visit Jesus when he was quite a young boy, and one of the gifts they carried to him, or they took to him, was frankincense. They took gold, frankincense, and myrrh as gifts. Well, we do have more to learn in our next reading right now.
The riches of Oman. Mountain climbs or pool plunges. Should you be looking for magnificent views, check out the Al Hajar mountain range, which is less than 100 kilometers from the city of Nizwa. Most travelers go there to hike the Jebel Shams balcony walk or catch a glimpse of the sunset. In contrast to the rocky landscapes, wadi pools scattered across the country provide opportunities for swimming and water play. Formed in dry valleys and riverbeds, many of the pools come to life during the rainy season. Others, fed by natural springs, are permanent.
Permanent 意思是永久的或是持久的。譬如, the teacher tried in vain to erase the writing from the board, not realizing she had used a permanent marker. 老师想要擦掉白板上的字,但白费力气,他没有意识到自己是用永久性马克笔写的。如果在permanent的字首加上im, impermanent就是指非永久的或是短暂的。譬如, the beauty of the sunset was impermanent, fading quickly as night took over. 夕阳的美丽是短暂的,随着夜幕降临,它很快就消失了。它的名词是permanence, 意思是永恒或是持久性。譬如, the stone monument was built to symbolize the permanence of their friendship. 这座石碑的建造是为了象征他们的友谊长存。
Okay, friends, it's time for another choice. Mountain climbs or pool plunges?
Pool plunges. Yep, that's my answer. I know. I love the water, Anne-Marie.
Okay, but what's a pool plunge?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, when I think of a pool plunge, when I think of a pool, I think of a kind of a small body of water that's deep enough to swim in. And when you're taking a plunge, that means you're jumping in. So I assume it's a place where you can kind of jump in a small body of water, which sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, that does sound really nice. And I think we're going to find out exactly what we're talking about here in this next section. So let's start reading together. Should you be looking for more magnificent views, check out the Al-Hajir Mountain Range, which is less than 100 kilometers from the city of Nizwa.
So, does that sound like something you would like to check out, friends? I enjoy magnificent views. I love looking at beautiful scenery. Sometimes it's not very pleasant hiking up to the top of a mountain to get there, but it is usually worth it. We read on here, most travelers go there to hike the Jebel Shams balcony walk or catch a glimpse of the sunset. Let's take a look at this word glimpse. This is a short, quick look at something.
Okay, so let's use that word glimpse in a sentence. Mia caught a glimpse of the actor at the airport. So the idea here is that she wasn't really looking for the actor. She just saw him maybe out of the corner of her eye and maybe only for a small moment.
Now, if there's something as grand and big as a sunset, you're probably not just taking a glimpse at it, right? Or catching a glimpse of it. You might look for a little while longer and take in its beauty. But we read on here, in contrast to the rocky landscapes, wadi pools scattered across the country provide opportunities for swimming and water play. Well, this sounds fun. The water play in a wadi pool. What is a wadi pool? This is a natural water pool in desert valleys.
Let's use it in a sentence, friends. Tourists swam in the cool wadi pools. Well, now we know what this is. So if these are pools in the desert and they're natural, this sounds like it could be something that's really beautiful.
Exactly. So, okay, maybe now I changed my mind, Anne-Marie. Yesterday you were asking me, would you rather go to the desert or to the ocean? I love the water. Well, now desert seems like it could be an option.
Doesn't that sound like a fun thing to do on vacation? To go on a camel ride through the desert and then take a break at one of these wadi pools to cool off.
Exactly. Cool off in the wadi pool. And then not too far away, you can go shopping in modern malls or do whatever else you want to do. That seems like a lot of things to do over there. But we continue here. Formed in dry valleys and riverbeds, many of the pools come to life during the rainy season. Well, what is a riverbed?
Well, a riverbed is the ground where a river usually flows.
Usually, that's interesting. Okay, yeah, some riverbeds are coming to mind that don't have water flowing through them now, but it's obvious that at one point water was flowing through them.
Yeah, and a lot of times the dry riverbeds will fill with water when it rains, and that's what's going on here. We see that phrase, to come to life. So that tells me that maybe these pools aren't always filled with water, but when they come to life, they become lively or full of activity.
That's right. So for another example, the city comes to life at night. We could talk about the city that never sleeps, right? There are a few cities like that around the world. It seems like there's a lot of nightlife, right? Things come to life at night. And here, of course, we read many of the pools come to life during the rainy seasons.
Others, fed by natural springs, are permanent. So these wadi pools are kind of different in that some of them exist all the time and some of them are only there after it rains. And if they are in a desert, Gabe, I wonder if a lot of them aren't full of water much of the time, because I don't think it rains very often in the desert.
Yeah, that's a really great point. That's what I'm thinking as well, which is why maybe it comes to life only during certain seasons or times of the year. Remember, friends, that word permanent is something that lasts for a long time or even forever. And the opposite is temporary. It only lasts for a short time.
All right. Well, we're going to talk more about this in just a moment after today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? A shop. Last weekend, I went to buy socks. Just socks, but somehow I came home with a blender, two candles, and a large stuffed octopus. What can I say? I shopped till I dropped. Let's talk about the word shop. It doesn't just mean buying things. It's got a whole vocabulary aisle of its own. First up, shop around. That means comparing prices before you buy. Don't buy the first laptop you see, shop around. Smart advice, which I ignored, which is why I now have a large stuffed octopus. Shop till you drop means to shop for hours until your legs, wallet, or soul can do no more. Window shopping is when you're just browsing, no plans to buy. I spent the afternoon window shopping and dreaming about things I can't afford. A free workout for your self-control. And then there's a one-stop shop, a place that has everything you need in one go. This site is a one-stop shop for all your school supplies. And finally, talk shop means to discuss work, usually too much. We went out to relax, but they kept talking shop. Put the spreadsheets down, Karen. So, whether you're buying, browsing, or blabbing, there's a shop for that. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The riches of Oman. Oman's Vision 2040 plan is working to grow the country in a smart and sustainable way. By visiting now, travelers can enjoy its natural beauty and warm culture while seeing a nation building for the future.
Sustainable 意思呢是可持续的或是永续的。譬如 ,We should use sustainable energy sources like wind and solar power to help protect the planet for future generations. 我们应该使用像风能和太阳能这种永续能源为后代子孙守护地球。如果在 sustainable 前面加上表示否定的字首 ,UN, unsustainable 就是指无法持续的。例如 ,their spending habits were unsustainable and led to financial trouble. 他们这种消费习惯持续不了多久,最终导致财务困难。Sustainable 去掉字尾的 able 就变成动词 sustain, 意思是维持或是支撑。譬如 ,the company worked hard to sustain its growth during the economic downturn.该公司在经济衰退期间竭力维持成长。这就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
All right, friends, let's see how our travel article is going to end today. We read, Oman's Vision 2040 plan is working to grow the country in a smart and sustainable way. Vision is a great word for you to know. This is an idea or dream about the future.
That's right. For example, it's important for the leaders of a company to share their vision with the company or organization. So, Oman's Vision 2040,It has this date in mind. It's good to have a date in mind, Anne-Marie, I think, because sometimes if we just say, oh, I have a vision for the future, then maybe we're not actually setting very specific goals.
Yeah, definitely. And it makes you get the work done in a certain amount of time. So let's learn more about this. By visiting now, travelers can enjoy its natural beauty and warm culture while seeing a nation building for the future. I like this term, warm culture here, friends. This is a culture that is friendly and welcoming.
That's right. Visitors enjoyed the warm culture of the village. I also like that the writer used this term warm culture in our lesson to talk about a place that not only has a warm culture, but a warm climate. And it's a warm place because there's lots of deserts.
Those two things often go hand in hand. But we see something else here, the idea of building for the future. This is preparing now for success later.
For example, the school is building for the future by teaching new skills. It's very important to think about the future. How are you building for the future?
All right, friends, we'll be right back after today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 should 加主词加动词的倒装句型，后面接祈使句是表示如果你点点点就请点点点，常用于给予建议或指引，比直接命令更委婉。例如 ，Should you visit Paris? Don't miss the Eiffel Tower. 如果你去巴黎，别错过埃菲尔铁塔。Should you 点点点与 if you should 点点点的意思相同，但前者更简洁。我们来看这个例句。Should you need help, call me anytime. 或者是 If you should need help, call me anytime. 如果你需要帮忙，随时打给我。
Friends, we've reached the end of our lesson, which means it's time for today's talk about it question. Would you prefer to go shopping or hiking in the mountains and swimming in a wadi pool if you were visiting Oman?
Anne-Marie, didn't you say yesterday that we can do it all? Like,
I did say that, yes.
I don't have to choose, right?
You want to spend time shopping at a luxury mall?
No, not in a luxury mall. I'd like to shop at one of those souks or souks, S-O-U-K-S, those traditional marketplaces, because it's so cool. It's so cool to go to a country that's unlike your own and see what they sell in their traditional marketplaces.
That is very true. How would you answer this question, friends? If you could visit Oman, what would you choose or would you try to do it all? That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Gabe. We will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye. Truly a friend for life. A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.